Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yeah, it is Friday. Yes, we have made it. I'm Kyle Swiger. This is the British Tech News Show. It's January 30th, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. UK listeners that use Gmail, listen up. Google has announced that, yes, you can now send money. You can send and receive cash directly from desktop Gmail, even if the recipient doesn't have a Gmail address. If you want to send some money, just hover over the attachment button and select the pound icon to attach money to your message. Receiving money is a little bit different. You'll need to set up a Google Wallet account first, and that'll be attached to your debit card or your bank account. Google's going to be rolling out new features over the next few weeks, so users that are in the UK and you're 18 and over, have fun! Argos. Yeah, I think you probably know what I'm talking about, especially if you're in the UK. Kind of an advantage over Amazon to some extent, because they have a whole bunch of stores all over the country. Well, Argos is trying to find a new way to get products in your hands, and the company has confirmed it will open 10 new digital stores inside selected Sainsbury stores starting this summer. The new stores will offer up to 20,000 products that can be bought instantly in-store or reserved for a collection via its specialized tablet kiosks. If you choose that you want products delivered to your home, more products actually will be available for your choosing. Interestingly enough, even though Sainsbury already sells consumer electronics and homeware, they're going to let Argos have between 1,000 and 5,000 square feet of store space. Talk about keeping your enemy even closer. Sky subscribers in the UK, Sky Go has finally, it's taken forever, arrived on the PlayStation 3. Now, yeah, the PlayStation 3 is... it's kind of getting up there in age, isn't it? But if it's still sitting in your living room, Sky is finally ready to lend its support to you. As usual, the service will let you watch live programming and stream videos on demand, including films offered via Sky Movies. But if you thought you wouldn't be out any pounds, think again. Sky Go on your PS3 will need to be activated via the Sky Go Extra subscription, which is going to cost you an extra £5 per month. Well, now that everybody's kind of seen Apple do their here's a phone and here's a little bit bigger phone model, HTC looks like it's going to step up to the plate. Leaks have hinted that HTC's next flagship phone is going to come in two sizes. A well-known leaker by the name of Evan Blass, that's via EV Leaks on Twitter, so if he gets this wrong, go bombard him, okay? Has posted a supposed product shot displaying a pair of differently sized, previously unseen devices that he believes will be the HTC's successors to the One M8. They both appear to have edge-mounted front speakers, a very large front camera, and super thin bezels. They actually look quite good. I would even go as far as sexy a little bit. So we'll find out if Evan is telling the truth, because HTC's media event will be on March 1st. After waiting for, a long time, OneDrive for Business has finally come to OS X and integrates with an iOS app. The update will allow users to access their OneDrive for Business accounts without the need for a separate app, which has been freaking annoying. Users can now access their work and personal storage from the same app, but IT administrators can still manage and secure OneDrive for Business files just as before from Office 365. Users can also manage and sync files with the service using Finder. Microsoft says that new features, including auditing, reporting, and device management tools for admins, are coming very soon. And finally, you're kind of bored on an airplane, you know, sometimes you just don't want to strike up the conversation to the person next to you. Maybe the person on the other side of you has a screaming kid that hasn't shut up for the last 10-hour flight that you've been on. Wouldn't you like to be able to sort of get away from all that if you only could in your mind? Well, maybe soon, VR, as in virtual reality, will be an in-flight entertainment. Sounds nice. Samsung looks to be hooking up with an Australian airline and presenting the Gear VR, which will be offered to first-class passengers. Imagine that. Of course, all of us in economy class that really need the things won't be able to use them first. We'll be on certain Qantas flights from mid-March and in airport lounges a month earlier. One drawback, though, the entertainment looks to be
eh.
It's going to be limited to first-person virtual reality tours of the LAX first-class lounge, footage of an A380 landing, oh boy, and sponsored content from tourism partners in Qantas destinations. Well, damn. Here I thought we were going to, like, I don't know, have a virtual reality beach or something that we could just sit back and relax and forget all of our troubles around us on an airplane. Nope, it's just going to be an ad. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Well, yes, as I said, it's Friday. Thank goodness it has arrived. I really hope you have a great day. Have a fantastic weekend ahead of you. We'll be back here on Monday to get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over then. But until then, thank you, as always, for listening.